It's interesting how certain tunes and lyrics transport our minds from the present to another time and place. I can't listen to Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog without finding myself traveling backward through time to age 15 when I rode shotgun up and down the main drag of a small southwest Kansas town. With windows rolled down, summer breezes riffling our hair until a comb could hardly pass through, oncoming drivers blared horns to greet us as part of the nightly ritual. These discordant sounds disrupted KOMA tunes that set the rhythm of our popping bubblegum. To this day, listening to oldies triggers an out-of-body experience for me. It's impossible to believe nearly 5 decades have passed since those notes first burned their way into my memory, making a recording more permanent than any 8-track tape or vinyl disc that spun round and round on a turntable. Every one of those songs is a treasure trove of almost forgotten sensory experience, sights, sounds, smells, and feelings. Though I've been happily married for nearly 40 years, I can't listen to the Moody Blues sing Nights in White Satin without remembering every broken heart I survived. Oddly, I don't think it's the words that elicit those memories. That wavering, haunting melody plucks my emotions as if they were strings on a big old Irish harp, leaving me wrung out and raw as if a breakup had just occurred. It isn't just old rock songs that have this effect on me. Sitting in church on Sunday morning listening to Rock of Ages or How Great Thou Art carries me back to 5-year-old me perched next to my grandma in a pew. I feel the remembered warmth of morning sun coming through emerald, crimson, and amethyst stained glass that depicted Bible stories I was learning in Sunday school. I smell my grandma's floral scent, and I see her hands holding a worn hymnal. I hear her tremulous voice singing those beloved words. When I hear those hymns, she's still with me. A song that distances me from my own lifetime is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I can't listen to its arresting rhythm without tears filling my eyes. As its notes wash over me, the stanzas send chills up my spine. I envision tent-lined camps filled with homesick, scared young men fighting for life and country. I see them sitting around flickering cook fires, running roughened fingers over pages and treasured Bibles, seeking comfort and strength for whatever was coming. I see lightning and hear trumpets. Juliet Ward Howe's imagery turns me to jelly every time I hear it. That same thing happens when I hear old Danny Boy. The words and music capture the sorrow of every Irish mother and lover that sent her man into battle or off to America seeking a better life. I don't know of a more poignant combination of lyrics and melody. If someone plays it on the bagpipes, I'm a goner. No one carries enough tissues to sop up my tears. Music is a powerful force. It reminds us of who we were, and it inspires us to be more than we are. Until next time, this is Karen, living the good life on the high plains.